welcome to the Thriving Revolution Community Call. Tips, tools, and tricks for thriving in business and beyond. I am Sue Geyer, your host for the call, and today we are talking about the importance of looking at the big picture. And hello. Hello, everyone. You're unmuted.
Hello,
unless you've muted yourself. Oh, there you go. Hello,
Hi,
Denise.
Hi,
Susan. Hello, hello. And I see some people out there on webcast. Hello to you. Yes. So I just want to connect with you guys on the phone and those that are on the webcast. We're going to be interactive today. So we're really going to be talking a lot about the big picture. And welcome. Hello, Melissa. Just saw you come on the line and a few others on the webcast. Say hello. You can put that in your Q&A button, and I'll keep refreshing that. So for those that are new to the call, I always like to start by telling you what we are all about. So we are the Thriving Revolution, and this is a community call, so inviting all of you in. And we're all about thriving. And I know that's a term that's used a lot and thrown around, and I have studied it for over a decade, and thriving is moving forward despite of or because of obstacles. And I heard from a lot of people that they really have embraced that moving forward. They go, I always think of you, Sue, when I think of, you know, an obstacle that comes along, and I just keep on moving forward. Because I tell them, you know, that means you can take risks. You can make mistakes. You can have do-overs, and you don't have to be perfect. And we're a revolution because we like to change things up, change the way that business is done, change maybe the way that we've been thinking about it, making our business and our lives really connect so that we are able to collaborate and support one another and not make this whole business thing so darn hard. And I'm realizing that we are rapidly coming to an end of 2013. For all those on the line, what do you think? The end of this year is just breezing by, isn't it? You guys are not muted right now. Unless you've muted yourselves. Yes. Hello. That was a question. Have you guys thought
yes,
at the end of the year?
Quick.
Yeah, there you go. I'm
like, not going to participate much because I'm driving. So.
Oh, all right, Denise. Okay, that's fine. I'm glad that you're here anyway. I'm finding that all of a sudden October, boom, breezes on by, and I think the same with November and December. And I had this conversation with several people recently, and I was at this fabulous conference on Saturday with Matthew Goldfarb, and really looking at taking a step back and looking at the big picture. So I am going to put you all on mute, and I'll keep coming back to you, though. Because when we need to take a look at the big picture, so often we're in our own, like I like to say, our own little fishbowl. We're busy, you know, working, we're connecting with clients, we're doing our business, we are doing all those activities, and we're networking, and we're doing direct outreach, and all those good things. And it's good to say, take a look up and say, you know what, this fishbowl is part of something bigger, part of a bigger picture for my life, for my business, kind of where I stand with everything. And it's good, and end of the year is good because you start planning for 2014. And I would invite you to actually look at the big picture much more frequently than if you're like most people I know that you do. And when we look at the big picture, it first requires that you take a step back and say, what is my purpose? You know, what do I want to be doing on this planet? You know, what is my life about? And I've decided to have my own business or be in a certain type of business if I'm working with someone else. Why, you know, what about that just caught my fire? Or what about what I'm doing really is my purpose? And I have found that over the last, you know, this whole year especially has been a great journey and a great lot of much work with people with the core essences, which I've talked about before. And what I keep hearing from so many people is once they've gone through that exercise with me, so many people have said, oh, my gosh, my purpose. I thought I knew it, but it became crystal clear. And And if you haven't, it's still important to, and I'm like on this mission for everyone to know their purpose. So invariably what happens when we're in a business or we're doing work, those times that we're struggling up against something, there's probably a disconnect with our purpose. Like why we're here, what we want to be doing. And often, and it really, is probably pretty important that this happens, that our work connects with our purpose for our lives. You know, that bigger picture is, what are we here for? We have our families, our friends, ourselves taken care of and interacting with and having relationships with, and we have our work, and they are not exclusive of one another. As much as we, like to talk about this work-life balance, it's a blend. And I won't get on that soapbox today. You've heard me many times talk about that work-life balance is not a to-do item. It's a to-be item. The two of them blend together. So I want to kick out there for a moment. I'm going to put everybody to you guys, and you can just hit star 2 to raise your hand. And I know a few of you are driving, but and if you're in the webcast, just hit in the QA button, is what is your purpose? Have you thought about that? What is your purpose? Why are you doing the work that you're doing? Or even, if you look at the big picture of what is your purpose? Hit star 2, because I'm curious what your purpose is. Interesting. So I'm going to put you all off mute and ask another question. Is it that you don't know what your purpose is? Is that the issue? Okay, Susan, go ahead.
I'm driving too, so I hope you can hear me.
We can.
I think it's a little bit that it's kind of a big thing to put into words, but today I had two clients today, and I think it's funny because what I did for both of them was to help them to see. They were both in spots where they were kind of overwhelmed by emotion of the moment. Things weren't going well for them today specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And in a very emotional capacity with their children. So, of course, as a parent, that's one of the toughest things to take. So my job for them today really was to help them to see that today was just a little blip on the radar and that the big picture overall was really going very well for them. And so I think that was my purpose at that moment, was to stand there and be that person to say that this is just the right now that we're going through, but look at what's going on outside of all that and how things are trending upward and going forward and going the way that you want them to go.
Absolutely. And Susan, I heard your purpose before. I've heard you state, and so I'll reflect what I, and you certainly clarify if I get any piece of this wrong. I've heard you state that your purpose is to help parents have better relationships with their children by allowing them to communicate better with their children and enhancing their children's ability to communicate with their parents and the rest of the world.
Right, absolutely. And then today was just like that was just a little piece of it. It's just interesting to me that you were talking about the bigger picture for us
because
kind of thinking that for them today.
Exactly, and so you can model when you can see the big picture for yourself, and what that just shows me is that you are really connected to your purpose by your interaction with them, by being able to show them beyond just the small what's going on in this moment today. Fabulous.
Right.
Fabulous. Excellent. I'm going to put you on mute. So I have muted everybody, just so we don't have the cars. So anyone else? What is your purpose? Hit star 2. Does anyone having difficulty knowing their purpose? You can hit star 2 and we can kind of talk it out. if you want to. Otherwise, we'll move on to vision. Anyone having difficulty knowing what their core purpose is? Ah, all right. Denise.
Okay. Well, we talked about resourcefulness, and I keep thinking,
yeah.
My resources to help, a lot of my clients right now are in the beginning phases of their business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about the next level for me. We talked about coaching, going to that industry.
Yeah.
And just, the core purpose is to help entrepreneurs be successful and be to their next level. And my other thing that I struggle with is, helping other moms in my situation that have kids that they want to be home with, when they're young and when they're teenagers, but still earn, a decent wage.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line for me all along. So.
Absolutely. And Denise, I've heard kind of a bigger picture. It doesn't really matter, I think, for the industry. Although, you know, for marketing purposes, obviously it does. I'm not saying not for marketing purposes. And for big picture, in a lot of ways, I've heard from you is creating a environment and resources and tools and support for other business owners so that they can grow their business with greater confidence and ease and organization, essentially.
Right. Okay.
Is that, you can change any of those words. I'm just reflecting back what I've heard from you.
That sounds fabulous. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to remember it, but then I remember you recorded the call. So
well,
I'm
you know what?
Listen to it.
That's right. It's recorded. Isn't that great? You can go back anytime and listen to this.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
No, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So let's move on. I'm going to lower these hands, and I'm just going to check over. And to talk about how knowing your core purpose, and it's so important to know your core purpose. And I know that Susan and Denise, we know each other a little bit better and have gone through it, and you've gone through some of the exercises with me before to get to that level. So, but it's also important then, once you know purpose, and I really believe that it starts with understanding that core purpose. And again, because the next step is you need a vision. What is, and if you haven't written out your vision for a year from now, let alone 3 and 5, you really do want long-term visions. Start with a year, and if years feels too far, then if you have, especially if you have a project or something big that's about to happen, then do a 3 to 6 month vision. But I really invite you to do a year-long vision. And how I always like to invite people to do a vision is an easy way is write a letter. And oftentimes I have people write a letter to me, and you can certainly do that still at sue@thrive4success.com. And what I do is I date them, I put them in a folder, and I send them back to you in a year. But what you want to do in that vision letter, and if you're writing it to me, or write it to yourself and just seal it up, print it out, seal it up, and put it away for a year from now, is write it as if you are experiencing how you want your business, how you want your life to be 1 year from now. Now, you don't write it, dear Sue, I'm going to be, you write it, I am so excited. I get up at this time in the morning. These are the type of clients I work with. I get to have, go to the gym or get massages or whatever it is that you enjoy for self-care. And then whatever else that you want in your life, relationship with your family, your community service, any of the other important areas of your life that we've talked about before that really you need to bring in as well. You write that all out as if you're just describing to a friend, it's yourself, or write it to me. I just want to catch you up on how things are now. A couple of things happen when you write your vision like that. One, it increases your energy and excitement about it. Two, if you can create it in your mind's eye, and you have to do that when you write a letter, then your subconscious, which, as we've talked about, is so much more powerful than your conscious mind, starts creating ways to make that happen. And the third thing that happens when you have that vision written out, and this will kind of go lead into our, when we talk about priorities, is when you have your vision written out like that, and that's specific, you can actually start seeing how you want to schedule your day, how you want to what type of clients you want to be working with. You want to be from home. If you start writing and you start feeling some resistance to anything you're writing, maybe you want to take a look at that. Maybe that's not connected to purpose. Maybe it's not connected to how you want to experience your day. So many of my clients have written this letter to me, and as they've written it, they've ripped it up and rewritten it because they've noticed that what they thought they wanted, and therefore were doing activities that didn't serve them, because what they found was what they thought they wanted wasn't really what they wanted. When they wrote it down on paper and actually looked at it and said, ooh, actually, that's not how I want to experience my days. I don't want to be back-to-back, or I don't want to be home all the time, or look, when I write this out, I don't have as much time as I want for this in my life. And they'd been spending time thinking that that's what they had wanted, and so they were involved in activities that didn't serve them. So if you go back and go, look at all these things, then you can start looking at priorities. So I want to just put it back out to you guys again is, how many of you have written out your vision for what you want? Either you can even write it out, what do you want 2014 to look like? It's different than a plan, because a plan comes out of that. But your vision, how many of you actually right now have a vision letter or board or something that you've created with pretty specific, though? A board has a lot of often pictures, which is very good. I love vision boards. Has a lot of pictures of things that we want, and certainly that does work as well. But how many of you have a written vision? If you hit star 2. Nobody has a written vision. Let me just check over to the webcast people. Anybody over here? Nobody there either. Okay. So once you start hearing about the thought of a vision letter, how many of you think, that might be something that I would like to do? Hit star 2. And Susan?
Yes.
Yes. What appealed to you about the vision letter?
I think it would be motivating. I think it would be clarifying first, doing it, right?
Yes.
Because I think in my head I have a general idea of where I'd like to be next year.
Yes.
And this would be, it forces me to really think about it specifically and to clarify that for myself, and then to have a concrete thing to look back on and say, in a year, and look back and reflect if I met those goals, and also along the way to be thinking, if you have something concrete, it helps, at least it helps me to stay focused on where I want to be in my life and move forward, whereas if you don't have that concrete thing, it's easy to get distracted and sidelined.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what you just said is what I hear from so many people. I have it in my head. And you know what? Our heads fool with us, because what we remembered yesterday changes today. And if it's in your head, it's not as concrete. You can't create the plan from it. What I also hear from people so much that resist writing out their vision is, what if it doesn't come true? That's okay, too, because, you're allowed to change along the way. Oftentimes, it's much better than what you could even write. That's just the start of it once you put it down on paper, because then, yes, you're creating the plan, and then other things can come from it. So you write the vision letter, and it's not that you just send that off. From that comes then the, how do I get there, which is the next thing we're going to talk about. But what you said, Susan, is so common. It's in my head, or the other thing, I'm going to just put you on mute, that I hear often is, the blank page. That's why I create it as a letter. It's so much easier to write, and I don't care who you write to. You could be to yourself, could it be me, to a friend, whoever you write to. It's much easier writing to somebody as if you're sharing some exciting news. I have to tell you, it's you know, it's October 2014, and the past year has just been amazing. This is what I've accomplished, this is what I've done, and you write it all down. And by writing it all down, it really does help you to clarify and to go, ooh, don't really want that, ooh, really want that. And again, that vision then is connected to your purpose. And once you have the vision, then, as we talked about, let's talk about priorities. So often we get overwhelmed by too many things, too much doing, too much activities with our family, you know, our businesses, other things, you know, that life, you know, we always say life gets in the way. Actually, life is what we're all about. And so it all comes along at the same time. So knowing your priorities, I also like to call it as focus. It's one of the five core components that I say you have to have for a thriving business is knowing what to focus on. If you don't know what to focus on, you could just keep spinning your wheels or going around and around and around in the fishbowl. So you need to take a big picture look. Okay, here's my purpose. Now I'm looking at my vision for a year out, or if that's too long, even do 6 months out, but it's a bigger picture. And then what do I need to do to get there? That's an easy question then. And then you can look at all of the, you know, we have tasks that we do and we have activities that we do. Tasks are a lot of the shoulds, the have-tos, the things that we have to get done, and activities sound a little better, you know, the things that we're engaged in. Are all of them, of all the things that we spend so much of our time doing, do they all support that vision letter that we wrote, and does that support our purpose? Unless you can say yes, yes, that does. Yes, that, you know, phone call. Yes, that surfing the internet. Yes, that, you know, being on Facebook. Yes, that does. And again, it's a bigger picture purpose. Then you really need to, you know, ask yourself, is it worth this time and energy that I'm spending in this area if it's not supporting that vision that I have for this next time period? It might be a 3-year goal. It might be something that would support you 2 to 3 years, or it would be a nice thing. Ooh, I think I might like to do that. But it really doesn't connect to your vision or your purpose. You probably want to let it go. And you'd be surprised, because I know I am, that when you let it go, it feels so hard. Oh, gosh, I got to let it go. Once it's let go, once it's gone, you really don't miss it. And something else better that is in support of your vision and your purpose comes in. Those activities that will support that. And that's really a ongoing. You know, when you look at the big picture, what do I need to, that's when you create those plans. As we were just talking about with Susan, is off of the vision, that's when you create the plan. What's my priorities to support this vision that I just created that's based on my purpose? See how they all link and connect together? So I want to throw that out to you guys. So as you're hearing this, what I've just, you know, discussed with you, what's coming up for you? Hit *2 to I'll unmute you. What's coming up? What are you thinking? Don't all be shy today. I told you it was going to be interactive. We're always interactive. Okay, excellent. Susan.
I don't want to keep monopolizing, but
this must be your day to share. This must be your day to share. Yes.
Yeah. Class participation day. I'm thinking I need to do. I really just need to do this. This is one of those things that I would put off just because I don't want to actually sit down and do it. But like you said, putting that work in up front will make so many other things fall in line. And I do spend so much time kind of trying to decide, is this really worth, is this getting me where I want to be? So if I have it written down, it will make those decisions so much easier to make.
Absolutely.
So and you what can, I've gotten out of this is I have to sit down and actually make myself do it.
Absolutely, and you can do it with your own. You're on your own. You can do it with, you know, a coach, with a partner, however serves you best. And it really doesn't take that much time once you start getting into it. It's kind of fun and it's interactive. And you're right, the return on investment on your time will be huge. So thank you for sharing that. And now I'm going to go to Denise.
I am. A couple of years, like 3 years ago to be exact, I did a vision board with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I was in an environment where it was easy to do. By the time I was 50, I was going to have my own business. So I was going to be making money. And that's what happened. I turned 50 in September. And now, like,
woo-hoo!
I haven't redone it. I haven't redone my goals. And a couple other people have said to me, you need to do that. You need to be specific. You need to write them down, like, each month, for the year, for 3 years, for 5 years. And I haven't done it yet. I've done it little bits and pieces. But it makes a huge difference. And I'll get together with Susan, and I'll be her partner.
There you go. Maybe I'll do a day. What do you think? Do you think I should do a vision day, and put it out there, and we could create do this whole thing in a day? Would you guys want something like that?
I would do that in a heartbeat. Maybe not a whole day, maybe a half a day or something.
Like a half day. I think maybe a half day. Anybody else be into that? Hit star two if that's interesting. I'll put that out to the group too. Is anybody else interested in that? Yep. Okay. Great.
Then you're forced to do it because you're there.
Yeah. I used to do a clear path day. It was a clear desk day, and it was amazing with focus time. I used to do them once a month, and maybe I'll bring them back, where people get on the phone for about 6 hours, like once a month, and you would get about 2 weeks' worth of work done in that one day. It was amazing.
That's huge.
Yeah, very huge. Well, thank you, Denise, for sharing that. So anyone else have any comments about what you heard today? Again, we go very short, very deep dive into this. Anyone else have anything they want to add before I just share one last thing? Okay, everybody is good today. Excellent. So I just want to share that the different ways that you can reach me are at facebook.com, Thrive for Success, F-O-R, Twitter, Thriving Revolution, at Sue Geyer, and my website is thrive4success.com. And I'm actually going to be sending you all a special invitation because I actually have an amazing announcement, kind of a wahoo. On Friday, my business is actually 14 years old. So on November 1st, I'm having an anniversary party. And all throughout November, and November 1st happens to be, it was actually created after I had started my business, but it's actually International Coaches Day as well. So look for a special gift and surprise from me on November 1st. I'll be sending it out via email and probably through the Facebook group. So take a look at that because there's going to be a special way over the weekend. And then throughout November, I'm celebrating all month. And I'm going to give away and give opportunities for people to interact with me on a regular basis. So just be on the lookout for that. So I'm going to unmute you all. And I want to thank you so much for being on the call today. Any last comments from anyone? What kind of was most valuable from you today? You're all off mute, so feel free just to shout out what was most valuable for you today.
For me, it was just the idea of the vision, the vision board or the vision letter.
Yeah, and I love vision boards. I would really encourage writing it down, putting it in pictures as well. So maybe you write it first and then put it into pictures as well. But I would invite doing both. The vision board amps up the energy around it. The vision letter, actually writing it out, helps you clarify what you do and what you don't want, I find.
Okay.
Excellent. Anything else from anyone? Just shout it out.
I was happy to hear other people haven't taken the time to sit down and write down the vision either. It's in other people's heads. That makes me feel better than it's sitting in my head.
It's always in everybody's head. I would say 97% of the time it's in people's heads. It's a very, very small percentage. It might even be less than 3%. It's probably not higher than 3%. If I asked 100 people, I bet you 3 out of those 100 would actually have a written vision today, written out. So, anyone else? Well, then I will thank you all and have a great rest of your week. See you next week at 1 o'clock for our Thriving Revolution call. Take care, everybody.
Bye, Sue.
Bye.